Joining us now, he is the director of golf club marketing for Titleist. Josh Talge joins us. Josh, what's going on, my man?
Well, hey guys, I'm actually joining you from the Titleist Performance Institute in Oceanside, California. This is our state-of-the-art facility where we do all of our tour fittings. We do a lot of golf club testing, and we've actually been spending the day here filming a series for fittings that we're going to be running all next year, because one of the big things we're trying to make sure we help golfers with is to be properly fit. So it's been a great day here. As you can imagine, Southern California in November is tough to beat. And so we've had a blast.
Well, I'll have to check out the TPI Twitter feed and see if there's anything out there about it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like I said, fitting is such an important thing for us. Really trying to get as many people as we can to understand the value of it. There's so many golfers that are like, oh, I'm just not good enough, or I'm working on my game right now, or I don't really know if I need a fitting. And what we see is when we get people out here, tremendous gains in distance, playability, forgiveness. And so it's always a super energizing day when you can watch golfers walk out of here knowing they're going to play better golf.
All right, so we're going to get into it. And by the way, I love the fact that Titleist does it this way. Y'all have drivers in fairway woods that seem to come out in the odd years, and the irons and the hybrids that come out in the even years. So it is coming up on 9/17, just released the drivers and the fairway woods. I've heard the driver is hot. I've only seen one in play. I didn't hit it because it didn't have an X shaft in it, and I'm an X shaft guy, but I've heard they're hot. What do you got?
Well, we're excited about it. I mean, 9/17, it's our latest family of metals. Both the driver and the fairway are easily the best products we've ever made. Part of the reason why you see that two-year product cycle for us is that we believe that for you to come out with something demonstrably better, it takes time. It's not just a quick coat of paint or a slight tweak to something. We want to really give you more ball speed, i.e. more distance. We want to make sure that we're getting your spin rate optimized for you. And we're really tightening up that dispersion pattern. We want your misses to not feel like misses anymore. We want to be able to help you play better golf. And with 9/17, we absolutely believe that we're giving you all of those things in spade. Both the driver and fairway are the hottest products we've ever made. They're also incredibly forgiving. And then the beauty of Titleist is they come in a package, a look, a sound, and a feel that golfers really resonate with.
Well, I mean, does the ability to adjust the clubs like we didn't used to be able to do, does that help with that release cycle? Because people really want to give them plenty of time to noodle with it a little bit to see what works for them.
Well, the reason we really drive and want to put as much adjustability in clubs as possible is we want the capability to fit you like a tour pro would. So when you think about the guys at the PGA Tour level, they're able to go in and go to a van or go to a truck. And in the past, they would have loft, lie manipulator. They might put lead tape on their club to kind of position the CG, the center of gravity, hot melt, different things to really fit the club to their swing. And all these technologies now that we have with SureFit Hosel, which does independent loft and lie for us, or SureFit CG, which allows us to move the weighting, not only put it a little bit fade bias or draw bias, but also do head weight weighting very simply that we can do anywhere in the U.S. or anywhere in the world. That allows us to really customize this club to your swing. And that's part of the goal of why we put the adjustability in there, is we know that not everybody's golf swing is going to be the same. They're like snowflakes. They're all unique. They're all different. We want to fit this club to you to get the most out of your game.
And I'm going to throw this out there. Josh, I told you I had seen one of these in play, right? So my dad is a PGA Lifetime member. He's been a Titleist staffer for his entire career. And we're out in the golf course down in Florida last month, and guy's hitting a Titleist 9/17 driver. He hits the first two bullet low. My dad says, all right, give me that thing. Pulls out the wrench, makes a quick adjustment. The next one the guy hits, perfect, nice height right down the middle of the fairway. So never tell me that adjustments don't work.
Adjustments, they're incredible. I just saw it today. I mentioned we've been filming these fitting series. Our last driver fitting was with a gentleman who had a tremendous swing speed and was generating great ball speed. I mean, swing speed was in the 120 miles an hour, right? So that puts him in the top 4% of PGA Tour pros. But he wasn't generating the type of distance, the type of ball speed that his swing speed was capable of. He just wasn't as efficient with his product. And by putting him in 9/17, we saw incredible results. We saw 10 miles an hour of ball speed gain. Now that's abnormal. We don't see that all the time, but it shows you kind of the power that can happen. If you're picking up 4 or 5 miles an hour of ball speed, you're looking at, you know, 10, 15 yards of gain. And that's the power of some of this new technology.
Well, and if someone's looking at, say, the 917D2 versus the 917D3, you know, one, the D2 is slightly higher launch and more spin, and the other one is probably, you know, a little bit easier to work with, less spin. How important is it to start with the right one of those before you're getting fit with the adjustments?
Well, that's the key. We want to make sure that we're putting you in the right head for your type of characteristics. If you're a guy, let's say you're a little slower swing speed and perhaps you need a little bit more forgiveness, D2 is going to be kind of the place we want to start you, because you need a little bit of spin. You need some spin to help keep that ball in the air, to give you that carry that allows you to fly it over the fairway bunkers, right? Allows you to play better golf. Now, if you're a higher swing speed player, or you're the player who likes a certain shape, a little bit more of a compact traditional pear shape that the D3 offers and certainly knocks down quite a bit of spin, then we've got that option for you as well. Now, on the PGA Tour, we're actually seeing a split, perfect 50-50. 50% of our guys are in D2, 50 are in D3, which I love to see, because what that proves is we didn't make one club for the professionals and one club for everybody else. They're fantastic performing products, and we really want to make sure we work with each individual to get them dialed in correctly.
All right, Josh. You know, I've played Titleist drivers and fairway woods and irons. I'm not playing the irons anymore because I went to a different set, but because somebody gave me some anyway. But I still have my 9-10 fairway wood. It's hard to get that thing out of the bag. You know, you fall in love with the club, you hit it so good, you can work it all over the place. Tell me about the new 9-17 fairway woods.
Well, I love the challenge you're giving me here. How are we going to get this club out of your bag? I think we're going to do a couple things. First thing I'm going to do is we're going to make sure that you attend a Titleist Thursday event. We offer free fittings around the U.S. That's a 45-minute fit with a professional Titleist product specialist. You're hitting Pro V1s. We've got TrackMan out there to make sure we give you all the best results. And they're going to fit you into the correct shaft. They're going to fit you in the correct head. We're going to move the CG where we need to. We're going to get Lost and Live set up. So I guarantee if we can get you to one of those, you're going to see tremendous ball speed gains. So you're just going to be longer. And with 917, you're going to launch a lot higher. That's one of the biggest things that guys struggle with fairways, is really being able to get that high launch, low spin shot that they want. They're either keeping it really low on the ground, or they're getting kind of that flutter ball, that balloon ball that just kind of drifts up off to the right. Right? Nobody loves that shot. We want to get you that penetrating, high launch, low spin shot. And 917 has got that in spades. So I love the challenge. We'll make sure we get you out there. We're going to document it. You're going to be able to tell all of your listeners what your actual results were.
All right. So are the three woods still as hot as ever? I mean, we've seen three woods are going a tremendous distance. Are these things still able to go that far? I mean, it's almost like you might as well put the driver in the bag sometimes.
Well, we really stress. We want to make sure we do a full bag fit.
Right.
We don't want you to actually have these big gaps. And so as we push the boundaries of what's possible with a driver and giving you more distance more often, that means that we've got to be able to close that gap. We want to make sure that you've got a club that you need to hit all the different lengths that you need to carry. And so that's why we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible on the fairway. So in answer to your question, yes, they're really hot. We're seeing, you know, three woods and five woods really get up and carry. A lot of our PGA Tour pros, that was the first thing they took away was, whoa, this thing is really hot. We managed to go from, you know, just a couple of guys that had a chance to test it. We've got over 70% of our guys on tour already switched into the three wood. And when we do this, we don't force our guys to switch. We bring out a product and we say, hey, here you go. We think this is better for you. Let's dial you in. And if you think it's going to help you play better golf, win more money on the PGA Tour, be a better ambassador for us, then they switch. And we've seen a great uptake there. But 70% of the guys, like I said, are in the fairways. We've got over 80% of our guys have switched into the driver. So we know we've got a really, really good product. And that's why it's easy to get excited about.
Well, we're excited to be on with Josh Talge, the director of golf club marketing for Titleist. And I'm curious, when you start, you talked about sort of the total package of these clubs and how they're designed and the way it sounds and the way it feels and how it looks. You know, how important are the aesthetics? I mean, I know, for example, if you've ever driven a Jaguar F-Type, you want that exhaust note in every car you ever own. If it's possible to replicate it in a Toyota Corolla, you will try. And I imagine there's a sound that a golf club really needs to make when it hits and it gives you confidence. How important is the aesthetic? I mean, if you could make a really ugly golf club that would improve everyone's game, would it sell?
Well, I don't know. No one's done that yet. So we haven't seen that happen. But what I would say, well, let's talk about sound just for a quick second. I think you're right on with sound, because sound is feel in a golf club. When I relate it to our guys, I talk about the fact that BMW's got over 30 sound engineers that work on one thing and one thing only, and that's the sound their cars make when you shut the door. So you sit in the driver's seat and you shut the door. And the reason they focus on that so much is because to the average consumer, that sound represents the overall quality of the vehicle, not the performance of the engine or the tech package or all these amazing things that BMW puts in the car. Nope, just how solid does it sound when they shut that door? And the same thing happens with a driver. That first strike that you have with the club, that sound, that feel helps you resonate for you of like, wow, this club's doing something. That's a solid strike. It's crisp. It's not loud and pingy. It's solid. It feels like I was able to compress the ball on the club face and launch that thing. And that's so we really dial in sound, because sound is feel. And for the better player and the average golfer alike, that's really key. The other one is just the aesthetics, shape. When you look down at a club, you want to feel confident. You want to look at something that looks back at you and you're like, wow, this looks like a high-performance machine, but it's not distracting. It's not something that's pulling me away thinking, oh, I can't line it up right, or it looks so goofy that it really has got to work, or I'm embarrassed to have it in my bag. And so there is an element of that, and we want to make sure that our shape, our look, the crown graphics that we put on there, the paint that we use, all of those things are things that we really test with the best players in the world. Adam Scott, Jimmy Walker, those guys come out here and they will look at equipment 2, 3, 4 years in advance to help us really dial in shape, sound, and aesthetic.
And I will say the Titleist has always done a very good job with that. I mean, from year to year, you can look down at a driver, not a whole lot from the top view changes. They look very consistent. They sound very consistent. But I got to ask you one question. Now, it's just us. No, nobody's really listening. It's just us. Did you all send Tiger Woods some clubs?
Well, and we're flattered, and obviously there's been a lot of guys switching clubs, and we're always flattered when guys come over and say, hey, I'd like to try out your stuff. And it happens, and we're always excited to let guys have an opportunity to hit our stuff. I have no idea what Tiger will play, but I know everybody's looking forward to it. I think it'll be interesting to see in a few weeks. I think he's coming back in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
It's always fun to see. We've got such a tremendous tour staff, and we've got some guys that once they've switched into 917 have really been playing some great golf. I mean, we looked at a guy like Scott Piercy, who isn't a guy who likes to change equipment very often, looking at what he's doing from a ball striking standpoint and a driving standpoint. Justin Thomas has already got a win. Jimmy Walker won his second weekend in the bag. He won the PGA Championship. So we've had some great success stories already, and that gets us pretty fired up.
All right, so the other one I want to ask you is the concept iron, the C16 irons. Are tour guys playing that? I mean, what's your makeup on the tour? I mean, are guys playing a little bit of everything out there?
We do have a little bit of everything. Our guys are really good at making sure they find what is best for them, right? And so that what you see, and I'm sure you see it when you look at the what's in the bag features that are out there,
right,
you'll typically see kind of mixed sets. And that's really because they want to find per club and per distance what allows them to hit the perfect shot every time. And so we're starting to see a trend of a lot of guys using our TMB long irons. It's really it's a technically advanced muscle back. So it looks like a muscle back, but it's actually a hollow back design that allows us to put some tungsten in there and basically give you muscle back kind of feel and look, but be able to give you significant more ball speed and launch. So we're starting to see that in the long irons. That's becoming very prevalent. We still have in our iron set, AP2 is still the tremendous, you know, players club that it's always been, and we see that across many, many tour guys. And we still have some players in their shorter irons and their scoring irons playing MBs or CBs.
Right.
And so it's a real nice mix there. Now, you asked about C16. We actually did not give that to the tour guys because this was one of those. It's truly a concept product for us. We do make it available, but we only let people buy these if they're properly fit for them. So again, if you visit Titleist.com and look up one of the fitting centers, you can go and you can be fit for C16. It's an incredible breakthrough product. I don't think any of the guys in the PGA Tour need more help with distance and with launch. It would be interesting if we ever did kind of let them take a peek at it. But in this case, we wanted to kind of just figure out what were the bounds. If we took away anything on, hey, it's too expensive to make it this way, or here's a technology that is too advanced that we just can't price it right for the average guy. We wanted to take all that away and say, let's try it. R&D guys, let's build. If you could build the greatest thing, build it, and let's see what happens. And it's helping us. It's really informing us for future iron launches. We're pulling a lot of those technologies in to other areas. I think of it, again, I mentioned BMW earlier, but the idea that the BMW i8 is their kind of supercar, their E supercar, and they're using technologies from that in the 7 Series, 5 Series, 3 Series, very similar to what we're looking to do with Concept.
Well, awesome, Josh. Man, I always appreciate the Titleist guys. Always are good to us and always get somebody on the air with us. And we always look forward to what the products are that you guys are rolling out because they're always great things, man. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to hearing about this 910 coming out of the bag.
So
we'll follow up on that one.
We will have to follow up on that one. All right. Thanks a lot, man.